Shalom, Hebrew monkeys. Before we start, I would just like to say there is a huge surprise at the end of this episode, so stay tuned. Today we're going to talk about one aspect of possession. Not the aspect of I have, yeshli, but the aspect of mine, yours, ours, and so on. So basically we're going to use the preposition shel. Shel means of. And we're going to say of me, mine. Sheli. Sheli. Example. My dog. I'm going to say the dog of mine. Dog is kelev. Hakelev sheli. Ha is the. The dog of mine. Hakelev sheli. Hakelev sheli. If I want to say my child, yeled or yelda, according to the gender, let's pick a boy. Yeled. Hayeled sheli. Hayeled sheli. Now, if you want to talk about your family members, then they're already definite. They're already specific. You don't need to say the mom of mine, the dad of mine, the brother of mine, right? Because mom, dad, brother, they're supposedly specific. So you're going to drop the ha and you're going to say Ima sheli, my mom. Abba sheli, my dad. Ima sheli, Abba sheli. But if you want to talk about your dog, you'll have to say Hakelev sheli. You'll have to add ha beforehand. So again, we're not going to add ha for close family members. Want to know more about family members? Look it up. It's one of the next episodes. And now the rest of the conjugations. If I'm talking to a male, I'm going to tell him shelcha, yours. If I'm talking to a female, I'm going to tell her shelach, yours. If I'm talking to plural, two and more people, I'm going to say shelachem, yours. And if I want to say ours, I'm going to say shelanu. Now we're going to talk about the people who are not hearing me talking about them. His, shelo. Hers, shela. Theirs, shelahem. And there is that form that is less useful. I mean, it is the correct way, but it's not such a horrible mistake to drop it and use only the plural general form. But if you want to be more accurate, then you should use the plural feminine form, which is shelachen for you, shelahen theirs. So basically all I do is just replace the m with n. Shelachem, plural general. Shelachen, plural feminine. Shelahem, plural general. Shelahen, plural feminine. Replacing the m sound with n. The mem letter with the nun. Let me read all of them together one by one. Sheli, shelcha, shelach, shelachem, shelanu, shelo, shela, shelahem, and the plural feminine, shelachen, and shelahen. And I'd like to, surprise, surprise, offer you a discount for reading and writing course. It's my course, which means that it must be great, right? 2 hours, 20 minutes, I've been working so hard on that course. It took me over 6 months. I'm a perfectionist of sound and visuals. And that means you got the best course you can imagine by a professional Hebrew teacher. What do you mean who? Me? I'm a professional Hebrew teacher. Okay, you guys, You want your discount? There is no reason for you to walk in this world frustrated with your Hebrew learning attempts. Absolutely no reason. There is zero reason for you to walk in this world wanting to learn how to read and write in Hebrew and feel, you know, insecure about it, even if you tried in the past. I'm going to solve this problem for you. Go to speakinghebrew.com, scroll down, Total Beginners Course. Sign into the website, it's pretty easy. And when you purchase the course, don't forget to insert the code AHL2021. AHL2021. The initials for Awesome Hebrew Learners, our Facebook community. AHL2021. You get a huge discount for this course from me to you. I hope you enjoy it. And if you have questions about a certain lesson, you are more than welcome to post a comment on the comment section under that lesson. And you're always invited to write me to info@speakinghebrew.com. Questions, feedback, business inquiries, everything. Bevakasha, you're welcome. And leitraot, goodbye. Until the next episode of Hebrew Monkeys! Oh yeah!